Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cooey Willa Lot Podcast Show. What's up, my people? What's up? Great to have you. Love you. And like to tune in to ya. Ha ha! Like the song Zay, go with the flow. You know? Feeling great, blessed, and love life. That's right. After all the things I've been through in the past, I just continue loving life. And I'm trying to get the rest of the world to love life too. Baltimore got a lot of shootings this year. One kid got killed. I think it was Thursday. And I know I saw, when I went to get my mobility tickets, I saw a crime scene. Another person got shot too. With a bunch of kids around. Police taped the area. The bus driver and two other passengers, we all saw it. Got shot, you know? And this is right where Candy Lynn Clark growed up at. Candy Lynn Clark, my ex-wife, right where she growed up at. You know? And right where my son Donald, used to go to school at. Elementary school. Ain't that far from there. Man, we got to stop this, okay? It starts at home, people. It starts at home. Start teaching your kids the right thing. Read them the Bible. Read them stuff. Keep with them. And discipline them, okay? It starts at home. Start when they was 3 years old. Get them away from that chaos, you know? Don't let them play Grand Theft Auto and all that stuff. You got your kids playing Grand Theft Auto 5 at 5 or 6 years old, there's something wrong with your parenting. Okay? Then Grand Theft Auto is not for little kids. Okay? It's just not. It's for adults. That game is for adults, 18 and up. And should be 20, 25 and up. But that's the rating thing. 18 and up. It's not for little kids. I'm not blaming it on the games. No, I'm not doing that. But, you know, sometimes you get curious. You know? And reality and fantasy is two different things. It's two different things, kids. You playing your video games, all you have to do is push the restart button and everybody start walking again, alive again. But you step outside and do the same thing you do in your video games, there's no reset button. And if you get caught, you're going bye-bye. Okay? Stay in school. Stay the hell away from them gangs and stuff. The streets don't have nothing for you. Nothing. Talking about all the kids, all over the country, including Baltimore. All over the country. Los Angeles. Texas. Hawaii. It's killing all over the world. Okay? You don't hear about in some of the middle states. Like Montana. Or North Dakota. South Dakota. You don't hear about that much. But some of these other states, school shootings, child gets shot midday light. Come on, man. We got to stop this, people. We ain't gonna have no children. We keep this rate. We ain't gonna have none. Don't stop it. It's just gonna get more terrible and terrible. It's not just in Baltimore. It's in Brooklyn, New York, Queens, New York, New York, New York, Boston, Pennsylvania, Philly. Shall I go on? Washington, D.C., our capital. And South Dakota, North Dakota. I don't know about them states. But I'm sure it probably is. We just don't hear about it that much in some of those states. You know, North and South Dakota is one of the states that I would love to live in. I don't have to worry about seeing a police or Eminem taping up the area. You know? And I have to go live in a nice little white town with a bunch of hillbillies and stuff. And everybody knows my name. Shit. The hell with y'all. I'm gone. Knowing that I'm going to be safe. A town only have like one crime once a year. Something like North Dakota or South Dakota. Little town in Montana. One little crime once a year. Only have like 5 police, 1 little sheriff and deputies, and they know you. That's the kind of town I would love to go in and live in. You know, if I get the money and everything, I'm going to look for one. And I hope South Dakota, North Dakota, all the people in Montana, or just the little states like Maine, I hope y'all accept me. I'm African-American. I'm not violent. But I'm tired of the violence towards my people that I see here in Baltimore and around the country and main cities. A little white town where you can be safe, rent a little room, do my little show and everything. And they ain't gonna bother. Nobody gonna bother you. You know, and believe me, that's white people in those towns that rent rooms. Don't matter what color you are. They don't care. They will rent you a room. Just gotta look for it. If you're looking for prejudice, you're gonna find it. If you look for kindness, you're gonna find it. Matter whatever you're looking for. I ain't going to no North Carolina, North Dakota, nothing but white people. There's black people up there. I bet each one of their generation of children is growing up safe. Don't get me wrong, it's probably crime there, just a little. But when I do this true crime thing, we're going to find out. Is it crime in North Dakota and South Dakota? We're going to see how much crime it is in there compared to Baltimore, New York, Boston, Houston, Dallas, especially down south, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Miami, Maine, Georgia, go out west. Oh my God. Hopefully you have bulletproof vests and everything. So this is what this show is about. Here's some music. Think about it.
Your body go hungry heart. It's not easy to start over. I've been there a couple of times starting over. Know that when the night comes over you, rest is in you. You will shed that skin. Like a long run up here, just stay still. Take the smallest breath, the shortest steps. It's enough. Take it easy and let your feelings out. Don't push them aside.
Well, so that's some of the stuff that happened here in Baltimore, and I don't know about the rest of the cities and all, but I'm pretty sure this happening out there in some of those states. And question of the day, if you could and you had the money, would you go live in a nice little white town? You know, they have the Confederate flag, instead of the regular flag, they have the Confederate flag, but they still welcome you, and you're black or Mexican, but you still want to go live in that town, but they have the Confederate flag and stuff like that. Would you consider living there, even though you see that flag, but you know it's safe to raise a family there? And all the people, it's not the flag, but the people, they are nice. They'll tell you the history of the flag and everything. They are nice. They all welcome you. But you got your, in your mind, you see that Confederate flag, you think it's a whole bunch of hillbillies and Yankees and stuff. And they don't like black people and stuff. But you, when you get there, you find out it's not what you were seeing or what you're thinking. You judge before you actually know the place or the people. And then once you settle there, they all come and welcome you. And you ask about the Confederate flag and all. Okay? And they tell you, it's just a flag. We don't cherish it. We love all people. We got other color people, or whatever they say. Some of them probably be old and still use the word color. Color people. I know some old people still use that. Even black people keeps use the word color people. That's the word, that's how they was raised, you know. It's just old people still use that. You know? I mean, young old people. I don't like to say old. I like put them like young old people. You know, the people who's in their 70s and 80s and 90s, who know more than we do, who been to two wars, saw two world wars, saw a white man post to land on the moon, saw the races on the civil rights, and been to 10 to 15 presidents and still living. Those people you honor. I don't care if they black or white, you honor them, because they the ones that been to the real deal. Two world wars. And if we don't stop where we going, they gonna get to see it, the third world war. No? And hopefully that don't happen. We got enough people around the world who believe in God and praying for this country and praying for Russia and praying for China and ask God to step in. Even though China, the president of China, the president of Russia is going to meet. You got to read these things now. I know you got smartphones. You got to read about this stuff. President Putin is meeting with the president of China. So you got to keep an eye on this stuff. Why is they meeting? Why? Is it good or bad? Something's up. Something's going on. Think about that question, though. Would you move into a little, nice little white town, no more than 18,000 people or less? More white people than black. black people, about 20 or 15 black people in that town, or less, 10, single and family. Would you move in there, move to that town, if you see the Confederate flag and Yankees and all that stuff, and the town got a good rating of a couple crimes once a year? No homicide, no rapes, no drugs, none of that. Think about it.
Just losing track.
That's everybody. Sometimes you lose track of time. I know I did. For a long while. I lost track of time. I just wasted time. Just wasted. In time I turned around, I was 53. Don't even look like that I felt 23. You know, when I was 23, I was living with those hillbillies in Pigtown and didn't give a hoop about my future. Wasn't even thinking about it. All I was thinking about getting a piece of little white tail for my girlfriend at that time, Candy Lynn Clark. And we had a son. That's all I was thinking about. Losing the track of time. And time I turned around, it flew past. And all the bull crap just came out the ground. You know? Just came out the ground, came out from hell. And she showed her true colors. As time went on, losing track of time.
Thank you. coincidence. All who's left around you can't be the chief without a VP. Resonance bounce a couple words off. I'll be Dick, I'll be
last night when you told me it's alright. I think that I bought it. I've been through a lot, and you listen to all of it. When you're going through the same, hope you know you can count on me. The child left behind, hope we're learning from all of this. It's been 4 long years, you got 4 more to count on me. You were there when it started, you'll be there when it's all done. I'll be there if you ever need to call someone. If home's something that you make, hope you're part of it. When I got a daughter, you'll be the godfather. You're my blood brother, more than a VP. They see the Oval Office, you see the real me. When you need anything, you can ring me. They take me out, hope you know you got the big scene. Growing up, didn't have many friends of my own. So the ones that I got, I made sure to keep close. You're the home that I built, you're the family I chose. You took me down roads, I was too scared to roam alone. Now I'm free anywhere I choose to go. Found peace in my soul, creating love. And that's come with the honor of knowing the other side of the phone.
Dissidents, all who's left around you, can't be the chief without a VP. Resonance bounce a couple words off. I'll be Dick, I'll be
where I was going to live. You know, I like Montana, Washington State, right on the line of Canada and Washington State, and way west north, right there, right by the water, but way west north, right on the line, Canada and Washington line, way north, west, northwest. Right there, just build a house right there on that water, you know. It ain't that far from my favorite state. I don't want to live in California because there's too much stuff in there, fires and mudslides. I used to want to live there, but not no more, you know. But I'm pretty sure a lot of those towns, a lot of small towns, will welcome you. Some probably won't, some will, you know. And if there's something to dig about, people, you know, I mean, it's drugs everywhere. You can't get nowhere around it. It's in the Capitol building. Some of those politics, you know, they don't mention it. You know, some of them go to strip clubs, you know. Yeah, I'm telling on you, Capitol Hill people. But you know how it is in Washington, and definitely you know how it is in California, because of Hollywood. And that's why I call Hollywood the Borg, and I call Washington the Yep. Put the two together. Put the B and the S together. The Borg and the Okay? If you're smart, you can put the two and two together. One on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. One make a lot of money, other make money. They make money in Washington. They spend money at the Bull. They should change the Hollywood sign, then they should call it Bull. And they should change Washington name, Washington D.C. name. Back to the music.
I'm back in my bag, yo. Conscious. ISO. Diamond. Back in my bag and I gotta brag, I do this shit for real. When we was down and we had nothing, we had to share a meal. We put the shit in overdrive with no steering wheel. Shorty throw that thing back in a pair of heels. Yeah, and she be riding on that thing like a Ferris wheel. Yeah, I love them dark skin, brown skin, caramel. You know I had to bring her to the hood like she carrying silver. When she keep on turning head, cause when she woke that thing, jiggle, jiggle.
And we going back to back on them like we Huey and we Riley. This that back in my back flow, we back again so highly. This that back in my back flow, we back to change the climate. This that back in my back flow, we bring the force like Tommy. Back in my back flow. Back in my, yeah, yeah, back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, yeah, yeah, I'm back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, this my, back in my bag flow.
Back again, yeah, we keep on stacking it, what's happening? Everything in Gucci got me feeling like I'm dapper then. Life has been a movie, yeah, so shout out to the cameraman. Pull up to the scene, it's going down like an avalanche.
Steady going up like a travel plan. Homer Simpson face, lucky power plan. Yeah, I'm off that dope, like I'm back again to Vizzy. At the Millies, out on Club Hurst. Give the word if it's a city, Lord forgive me. Still having motion, dog, so why would I slow it? Make it rain on them, bust a band, then you throw it. We was steady having it, even at our lowest. High speed road runner, keep my motor going.
Hey, hey, people feel away, but they don't show it. Gotta watch the people that's around you, that you grow it. They be coming around you with some plans to steal your moment. Soon as I bust a nut, she be like, baby, where you going? Never slowing down, it's enough to go around. Yeah, you probably knew it's then, but really, you don't know it's now. Niggas love to show and tell, but all my niggas know me well. It was either chase a dream or go to jail, but none of us ain't going.
And we going back to back on them like we Huey and we Riley. This that back in my back flow, we back again so highly. This that back in my back flow, we back to change the climate. This that back in my back flow, we bring the force like Tommy. Back in my bag flow. Back in my, yeah, yeah, back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, yeah, yeah, I'm back in my bag, yeah. I'm back in my, this my, back in my bag flow,
Yeah, not for real.
Life ain't what it seems.
trail. Come lay on my chest. You can find a little rest from hiding. Don't let this go. Don't let it fall away. Don't worry, we'll take control. Just don't.
Well, they still talking about and giving Strange New World overrated credits and all. I seen now they talking about the captains and the best accepted captains, and it's just a bunch of bullcrap. My list goes, again, it's Captain Michael Burton, Sisko, Janeway, Arch, Picard, and Kirk, and then, I say again, Christopher Piper. That's my top favorite list of captains. And I'm just taught they trying to dole Discovery out, because Discovery was a really good show. It was the greatest show, one of the best Star Trek series, and they just trying to dole it out. It's not right. It's just not right. Those people did a great job. And like I said, blaming a little bit on the writers, but I blame it on the execs, the producers too. Day one, they should have just changed it. When the fans got upset, they should have just took another route instead of keep going the route they was going. They should have changed it right away and started exploring the worlds. They could have did that on the first 5 episodes. knowing fans didn't really appreciate it, and they should say, okay, we will change it. We're going to have standalone episodes. But the executive producers, they didn't do that. The writers only can do so much, you know, write it, you know, and can't blame the directors, and you definitely can't blame the actors, you know. So Marco, stop writing these stupid articles about Discovery. Discovery is still the flagship of Star Trek. Captain Michael Burton is still the number one captain. She's a great captain. Stop. Just stop. Just wasting your time. You're just wasting your time. Because Star Trek Discovery is not going to be forgotten. All right. We got that clear. Hopefully. It's not going to be forgotten, people. Gotta say goodnight, people, and just remember, keep safe out there, be blessed out there, no matter where you live, who your friends, you know, the ego and the pride, and then the fall. Let me say again, the eagle and the pride, and then the fall. God, send your angels from heaven to protect me. Do not let the evil a man harm me. Amen. See you next time on the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you.